This is an exciting event at the Field Museum. It's the tattoos exhibit. It's a brand new thing at the Field Museum. And whether you have tattoos or you like tattoos and you see them now, especially in the culinary world, everybody's got tattoos. So it isn't just for sailors or motorcycle gang people as well. So brand ambassador for the one and only and one of our favorite rums out there, Daniel Gravy Thomas. Welcome to WGN.
It's a pleasure to have you. I appreciate it. How's everybody?
Now, how'd you get the name Gravy? Because you hear a lot of things. People look like Gravy and then the last name with Brown. But, of course, you're Gravy Thomas.
Yeah, Gravy Thomas, brother. And I have a tattoo on my arm that says, instead of U.S. Navy, it says U.S. Gravy. And it's a traditional Sailor Jerry tattoo that has a fun story behind it, for sure.
You know, when you look at Captain Morgan, you know, some of the other rum people that are out there, you know, it's just a guy in a costume. It's a pirate. But Sailor Jerry was a real guy, and he was a real guy that did influence. We're not sure necessarily. I'm sure he enjoyed rum on a, you know, within moderation is all things. But he was a guy that was a, you know, a real force in the tattoo world and a real influence. And it's kind of neat to be able to highlight the real actual guy behind what is a brand.
Yeah, man, sometimes I pitch myself, as I call this a job, as I travel the country, entertaining and enhancing and educating people on Sailor Jerry, the tattoo artist, through the Sailor Jerry Spice Rum that celebrates his life and legacy as considered the father of the old school traditional tattoo, who set up shop in the 20s in Hawaii and learned how to tattoo from actually Patch Thomas right there in Chicago when he came over to Chicago and joined the Navy in the late 20s. And I'm looking forward to coming into Chicago and expressing and continue to educate people on the legacy and the tattooing of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, who was known to teach Ed Hardy a thing or two about tattooing, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chicago known for so many different things, and we do have an absolutely incredible museum campus, and the Field Museum is a place that we enjoy going on a regular basis, and it's the one, you know, it's got dinosaurs, it's got mummies, it's got history, there's a lot of animal exhibits in there as well, but this is a little bit different, you know, for them to kind of take and have an exhibit highlighting and featuring the work and kind of the history of tattoos is a little groundbreaking.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're going to be going into over 5,000 years of the skin art culture, from artifacts to even early mummification with tattooing and, you know, the Edison machines. And, again, some of the traditional sailor tattoos that were given by the ones and only like Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, where a sailor would want to get his life commemorated on his body. So you're going to be seeing works of not only earlier periods of time, but also the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, especially some of that Norman Collins artwork, that bold, traditional Americana style of tattooing that's going to be exhibited alongside other works of traditional tattooing, because he learned how to tattoo while in the Navy, traveling in the South Seas, learning from the Japanese, and combining that traditional style of tattooing with, you know, American pop culture, and came up to what we have today that's still a living, breathing thing. As you said, I get the pleasure to work on a brand and celebrate a person that was a living, breathing thing. And unlike the other rums or spirits out there, this embodies an entire culture, not just the liquid, but the lifestyle and the tattooing. So it's a beautiful thing that I get the chance to come into Chicago and celebrate this on a large museum scale.
Yeah, and it is a little bit different. I mean, there's a little more weight on you, and let the listeners know we're talking with Daniel Gravy Thomas, brand ambassador for Sailor Jerry. So instead of just coming up with great cocktails, which I'm sure you're going to do on October 20th for the event we're going to talk about in a little bit, and as you do, I'm sure, as you travel the country carrying the torch for Sailor Jerry, but you've got kind of this like history situation that you have to be there. So you're not just educating people about what they can do with the rum, but there is a lot of history you've got to share as well.
Yeah, for sure. And the beautiful thing is when I have what I call that aha moment, and, you know, where I explain the sailor cocktail, you know, the spice rum cocktail through a Jerry and ginger, which basically are 92 proof spice rum Caribbean flavors mixed with a simple ginger beer. But then I can extend that conversation and show a piece of artwork of one of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins's ginger pinup images of a redhead ginger that he painted watercolor that turned into one of the iconic tattoo pinup pieces. So there's that synergy between not only the liquid but the lifestyle. Then when someone walks away from a tattoo shop with that pinup girl on them, so there's the walking proof of that Jerry loves ginger. So yeah, you can follow me at Gravy on the Rocks on Instagram and see that I'm in a different city working with a different bartender or a different tattoo artist or a different public, bringing this lifestyle and this legacy to life. I mean, let's be honest. It's a $1.65 billion industry tattooing is right now. No longer just, you know, the back alleyways or the port cities. It is now a mainstream commodity for sure. And artists are all over.
No, you're right. It is a mainstream form of expression where in the past, you know, either if you were, like I said, a sailor or a motorcycle gang or, I mean, years ago, it was a certain either type of lifestyle or career that kind of lent itself to the whole tattoo situation. But now, at least here in America, it's pretty accepted, and it's something that you see on a daily basis in a way for people to express themselves. Now, do you know offhand for the exhibit that's going to be at the Field Museum? It's going to be there for, you know, a number of months, as all those exhibits are. Are they going to go back through the history of tattoos? You mentioned the Far East and some of those designs that as far as in Japan and some of those places where tattoos have been, you know, such a part of their culture forever almost.
For sure, buddy. You're not going to leave that museum with just thinking that the tattoo is the funny tramp stamp. No, you're going to leave there with learning that, oh, wow, there was a puncturing pen back in the day. Oh, wow, there was Christian pilgrimage tattooing for the long journeys that they made. You're going to leave there knowing that Chicago was one of the mainstays for tattooing for that 18 to 20-year-old sailor back in the 50s who wanted to commemorate. You know, they drove in from the naval station right there, 40 miles outside, you know, over in Great Lakes, came into downtown Chicago to get tattooed by some of the legends, whether it was Cliff Raven or Phil Sparrow out there in Chicago. And they wanted to exemplify and share their story, whether it was the swallow bird that meant 5,000 miles at sea or whether it was the anchor who gave them stability. These were all things that they were living in a daily basis. So they wanted to get those commemorated. And, again, it was body pieces that weren't even seen. Now you're getting neck pieces as your first tattoo. Back then these were beautiful chest pieces that told a story that you may not even see if a soldier had his regular whites on. So we're going to go back then and even further back. And, again, it's a great place to have it as the Field Museum, and Chicago could be the backdrop for this exhibit that will be rocking out until April. So I'm excited to have, you know, sort of like a back office, I guess you could say, a backdrop where I'll be able to entertain it and tutor people on tattooing.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to, of course, taste some of the things that you're going to do. So before we let you go ahead and share some of the signature cocktails you're going to have for people there at the Field Museum.
Like I said, buddy, we're definitely going to do the Sailor Jerry and ginger. Again, spiced rum tastes amazing with a ginger root, a lively ginger root, so we're going to exemplify that. And then, ironically, I love speaking to radio personalities because not only was Norman Collins a tattoo artist, a rebel, a motorcycle enthusiast, but he also hosted his own radio show called The Old Ironside.
Really?
No, in Hawaii back in the day, and he was a captain of a ship, and he also was a radio host where he would get up and do his rants and his poetry and some of his music and things of that nature. So we have a cocktail based off of The Old Ironside, and then we have a Jerry can because we want to, again, tie back into all of those lures and, you know, those long voyages of the soldiers. They needed to keep their rum fresh. So we're going to do some nice mixtures, showcase the old Sailor Jerry grog, the rum grog, and things of that nature that kind of ties in the period. And I could go on for days and days about tiki, military, and tattooing. So hopefully you can catch me in the corner at the tattoo exhibit, buddy, and I'll see you for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Looking forward to it. And for those people who want to keep up with all your adventures and all the things that you're doing, share your social media if you've got like a Twitter feed or your Instagram or way people can kind of keep in touch with you.
For sure, buddy. That's at Gravy on the Rocks, G-R-A-V-Y on the Rocks. Because, you know, I try to keep life on the rocks, brother, and have a good time as I, again, entertain and educate people on the life and legacy of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins through the looking glass of our 92-proof spiced rum that you can get. And you can identify it through our Hula Girl that you see on the shelf. And that was one of his iconic pieces. One of those pieces of art that still resonates to the Navy and soldier men of today when I step to them and they come to me and we have these conversations about Norman Collins and they show me his old school pieces of artwork. And that's an amazing thing to have his artwork shown back to me from people who used to hang out with him. So come on out, Chicago and surrounding area, and let's get down to tattooing for sure.
Daniel Gravy Thomas, he's going to be out there showing his art on the cocktail side as we celebrate the art of tattoo. Dan, thanks so much for being in the show tonight. We'll see you on the 20th.
Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. We're going to take a break here. It is Dane in for Brian Noonan until 9 p.m. tonight on 720 WGN.